And now, live from the Punky Bunker, it's Punky! This is Punky. This is Punky.
It fucking is.
Oh, you dirty bastard.
I got you there, didn't I?
You dirty bastard.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hinn, I think.
And I am always messing with my co-host's mind.
Always fucking with my brain.
Always fucking with his
mind. Fucking with my brain.
Oh, fuck your brain.
Please don't.
So, we haven't got a word of the week this week.
Haven't we?
No, well, we did kind of have a word of the week this week.
Did we?
Yeah, we got Sex in a Can got in touch.
All right.
And he said, hey, I've been surfing the net and I've just found this phrase.
Right.
Knob cheese. And
just found that phrase.
He just found it, yeah, you know.
Wow.
But he's not from the UK, is he?
Isn't he?
He doesn't know that we use it all the time.
Oh, right.
And exactly what was he Googling to accidentally find the phrase knob cheese? Well, I'm quite interested in there.
It's so, cheese or knobs.
Yeah.
We made it with cheese.
Yeah. Well, cheese. Maybe that's it. Maybe he just typed in cheese.
Yeah.
And found Punky. Knob cheese. That's it, of course. This is the needles in the background right here. And I haven't said thanks to Seb for a bit for making us the theme tune.
Oh, yeah, the Punky theme tune at the beginning.
Like the theme tune.
Sing the theme tune.
Sing the theme tune.
Yes, thank you for that.
Hey, it's a my birthday special, though.
Happy birthday,
thank
by
you very
the
much.
Way.
It is
for
my
yesterday.
Birthday special. Yeah, my birthday began last Wednesday.
At the Lord Bishop gig.
At the Lord Bishop Rocks gig that we will be talking about later on. Wednesday night
if
there.
If we can remember it.
Thursday night I was always grooming teenagers. In the Red Heart in Hitting.
Always.
One of whom listens to Punky from time to time. Miriam, hello Miriam.
Really? Hello Miriam.
Yeah, she listens to Punky from time to time.
And hello
try,
Miriam.
Easy. And I don't look at you getting all excited. And I tried to persuade the very lovely Abby and Jen.
Right.
To listen as well. So we might have got a couple of extra listeners there. And Friday night was me showing Hitching.
Okay.
That was brilliant. Saturday night, I went to Brunel University.
Right.
Met this nutty girl called Naz, who said, please, can I give out all these flyers you've got in your hand? I went, yes, you can.
Wicked.
Just went round the crowd. Sunday night, I took it easy. I just got hammered and a little stoned.
Nice.
And
you got stoned?
Yeah, me, I know.
What did you do to deserve that?
No more than usual. And then for my birthday itself,
yeah,
I went out with a very small gang of people. And we had a lovely meal.
You got out with the midgets again?
Yeah.
Oh, I love the midgets.
More of them later on. And you had your great gig at the Cavern, of course.
I played the Cavern in Liverpool, yes.
And
shall we talk about that in a bit?
We're going to find out all about all of that throughout this show. And we've also got a load of other stuff.
If we remember to tell you.
If we remember to tell you, yeah.
Because we're always forgetting.
And I am.
Always.
Brain hurts. So listen, because it's my birthday, what we're doing this week, we're playing six of my favourite bands that we've played on the show over the last however long, and some of the songs we played before, some of the ones we haven't.
Yeah.
In fact, I'm looking down here and we've played four of them.
Right.
We haven't played two of them, and the two we haven't played are the first two. So basically, okay, this is going to be a really interesting show for regular listeners for about 20 minutes.
but we're going to love it.
First up, Lord Bishop Rocks.
Yes, he does.
Lord Bishop Rocks. We're playing him every week.
He's a big fucker, isn't
he? Sponsoring the tour. I told you, man.
Jesus. Hello.
You can see him from space.
Fucking hell.
He's a landmark. He has to, every time he goes to the seaside,
yeah,
they ask him to stand on the cliffs with a miner's lamp on. Go over there and stand by the rocks. Lord Bishop Rocks. See what I've done?
Nice. Yeah,
he
I see
is.
It. Yeah.
He is Lord Bishop Rocks. He is, in fact, a fucking lighthouse. he's the lighthouse of fucking.
The Lighthouse of Fucking.
Yeah.
Now, that's a name.
The Lighthouse of
the
Fucking.
The Lighthouse of Fucking.
It is.
Sex Rock.
He'll show you his Portland bill. So, his dates. You've already missed the one at the Snooty Fox. We were there. It was
brilliant.
We were there. It was brilliant. And you've missed the one at the Lincoln Imp in Scunthorpe. I really want to go to that. You've missed Riff's Bar in Swindon. You've missed the Gasworks in Bradford. What you haven't missed is tomorrow night, which might be tonight when you hear this, Black Market in Wathup.
What's up?
On the 8th. DNR Bar in Sheffield.
Mm-hmm.
On the 9th of this month, Frog and Nightgown Workshop.
Yeah.
Lovely job. 10th, Doghouse, Dundee. 5th, oh, look, I'll read the rest out later on.
Oh,
right, because this is one of his songs. What I want to know is, Tony, how big is his cock?
8.3.
Yeah, is Tony Wallen internet now?
Yes!
And that's feet as well. This is
millimetres from the ground.
That's round.
dear.
That's he has a his penis has a circumference of 8.3 meters, and oh, and this is his song. That's what I reckon.
He loves a bit of politics, his Lord Bishop.
He does like a bit of politics.
And it's huge!
And he likes a bit of Jack Daniels.
It's huge!
Yeah, yeah, that was rock and roll.
Handing you Jack Daniels from the stage is marvellous.
Fucking
and,
brilliant.
And he kept going on about us as well. Top lad. We're going to try and get to another one of these gigs, aren't we, I think?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, so we've got as far as the... on the 10th, which is my grandma's birthday, he's at the Doghouse in Dundee. And then on the 15th, he's at Splits Bar in Felixstowe. Now, that isn't a good... They haven't organised that very well.
No.
Especially when you hear that on the 16th, they're at the Royal Albert Hall.
Blimey.
In Stirling.
Oh, right.
So, yeah, they're going Dundee, Felixstowe, Stirling. Then the Fun House in Alloway on the 17th. 22nd, Mars Bar, Worcester. That's going to be...
Mars Bar?
You'll never get on that.
No.
23rd, the North Bar, Blackburn. And then he's got a little bit of an Irish excursion going on here. 1st of March... Roisin Doof, I think you say, Galway Island. Roisin Doof, maybe. Roisin Dub. Roisin Dubber, that's how it's spelled. Roisin Doof, I think. Oh, fuck it. On the 2nd of March, Emigrant, and that's in Athy. I think that's just called Athy. Then on the 3rd of March, he's playing the Pillar House in a place that may or may not be called Glaslough, or it might be Glasloch, or it might be Glaslough. Or it might be I had a chicken. I don't know. And then
what?
On the 4th of March, Deborah, Clonakilty. Clonakilty! Ha 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 ha! Big hour! Clonakilty! and then on the 5th
yeah.
of March, final date of this leg of his particular tour, he's in Trillions in Newcastle, which I've been to. It's a brilliant venue.
Right, so I don't think we get to any of those.
No, probably not.
Possibly either the fucking nightgown, which ain't
fucking nightgown.
That's
no,
a Friday.
I'm working.
A black market. Frankly, we can't make it.
Black market. We might not
fucked.
Be able to make it because we're so fucked. Yeah.
Shit.
Oh, well, fuck him.
Oh, fuck
right,
him.
Yeah.
The lad's house are fucking. Fuck him.
He's fucking brilliant. You get the chance to go and watch
well,
him do.
You have to go
because now Tony has seen the magic that is Lord Bishop Rocks as well.
And he might give you a drink of his Jack Daniels bottle.
He might.
And it's not a euphemism.
No.
That's the actual thing.
He will give you a drink of his Jack Daniels bottle.
But hey, ladies, if you want a drink from his Jack Daniels bottle, I'm sure he'll let you. Jesus Christ.
He's a big fella. He's going out with Anya.
Is he?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, she's beautiful.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
She's beautiful.
Yeah.
It's carry on for a while.
Yeah. Yeah. Lord Bishop Rocks. Anya's surname's Rock. We know someone else whose name starts with A and ends with Rocks. Only... Leave it! Leave it, Paul. Leave it, son. It ain't worth it. Leave it, son.
Right, anyway, what's got next?
Anyway, MySpace, latest comments. This is the 70 Surfers, by the way. Thanks very much, Jeff.
Okay, brilliant.
MySpace, latest comments. MySpace, great way to get in touch with us, isn't it?
Brilliant.
You hate it.
Let's face it, fuck MySpace.
Yeah, all right. But I'm not about to say that. MySpace.
Fuck MySpace!
MySpace has helped me out quite a lot. MySpace.com/ Punky Radio. And, yeah, it's a great way to leave a comment for us, right? as the incredibly hilarious and tasty Eleanor Purcell has done again.
Oh, she's back again.
She's come out with another absolute corker of a gag. Oh. You might remember last week she left us a thanks for the ad.
That's one.
It was brilliant, wasn't it?
Beautiful.
This week, check yourself. It's so funny. This week, fair play to her, you know. She's got a great singing voice.
Yep.
Great singing voice.
Yeah.
I'm slightly concerned that she let her 5-year-old daughter listen to Punky.
Yes.
But we've had words about that.
All right.
And she was de-groomed.
Can you stop knocking your mic with your lead?
Yeah, probably.
Tough.
All right, how about now?
Ah, oh, better.
That's better,
isn't
it?
Very much.
And, yeah, she sent us this. It's a brilliant competition. You guys are really cheeky, but thanks for your kind comments and the mention. P.S. I requested... You added. What's
she's
like?
Got a point. Oh, I should have seen that coming. Always looking.
She took me completely by surprise. Anyway, how's it going, you bunch of smacktards? I noticed at the beginning of the most recent podcast.
Beginning.
Your GoDaddy advert says, "Are you one of those people who longs to expose themselves?" Maybe you, Paul B. Edwards, should open up an account purely just to post pictures of your bell end online. So you don't have to pay for all them sentimental text messages in the future. Keep up the fuckwittage, Danny O.D. P.S. Happy birthday. It's fuckwittery, Danny.
MySpace.com/sentimental.
Sentimental. That'd be a great profile, wouldn't it?
No.
I went to Wakefield and it was closed.
Fucking hell.
Maybe you should have that as a new T-shirt. The Lord Bishop definitely rocks, though. Respect, yeah. Fat boy. He's right, we went out
Wakefield
afterwards.
Was closed, wasn't
it? All went a bit wrong.
Didn't it?
And then we weren't allowed into the place where he was.
Because it was closed.
No, it wasn't fucking
closed.
But
it wasn't,
closed.
Was it? To us it was.
They were saying, sorry lads, it's shut. Well, there's loads of people in there drinking.
Yeah.
It's not shut. And Fatboy was probably in there. Because I got a text from him saying, ha ha ha, very funny.
Yeah.
Thinking that we'd purposely done a runner from them. And I just walked in the wrong
boozer.
We're
outside.
I walked in the wrong boozer, then we walked out again, then we couldn't get in there one.
Bastard.
A bit shit.
And then
we ended up back at the hotel. And didn't you have oranges or something? What did you have?
Yeah, I had oranges.
Jam.
That's
did
right.
You have jam?
I had some jam, yeah.
Some jam. There was nothing else behind the bar, so Tony's like, I'll get pissed on jam.
It was some cracking jam, though. Oh, the preserves.
I'm more of a marmalade man myself.
Oh, fucking marmalade up your ass.
Well, yeah, that would be how you do it.
It works with jam.
Right, fair enough. Yes, I know this is early, but here goes. Happy birthday, Paul. May you get completely Ubered. Wake up the next day, or the day after, depending, and hopefully not remember why Tony's smiling, so you can keep your resolution. Have a good time getting Ubered. Open brackets, wasted, close brackets. Later, Catherine. I've had a very good time getting Ubered, Catherine. I've been thoroughly Ubered, but I have actually been Uji Scrowgood as well, which was really quite frightening.
And none of it involved me.
None of it involved you, Tony.
Thank you very much.
None of it involved you.
Last
Wednesday, dude.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yay for birthdays! Have a good one. I've got something for you two twats to think about. According to statistics, the average human has one breast and one testicle. Very interesting, Kayla.
Statistically accurate.
But that also means that the average human has got half a cunt. I can't believe I've said that. Half a lady place.
It's disgusting as well, isn't it?
So they have, haven't they? They've got one breast, one testicle and half a lady place.
Yeah.
Hardly any need to go out, really.
No.
Especially if you've got the top half, you know what I'm saying. Up here for dancing. Hey blokes, just heard the last
Hi.
Show. Look, oh by the way, what's Kayla done to her hair?
I don't know.
Is that a wig? Hey blokes, just heard the last show. Listening to a couple of Brits talk about dentistry is fucking hilarious. It's like listening to a bum talk about money.
How dare you?
On another note, am I the first or last person to figure out that a poog is goopa goopa backwards? Keep up the insanely awesome cock knockery from Wisconsin, the blood nut. We never discuss it. If you haven't figured it out, you're an idiot. And if you have figured it out and you think you're the first one and you think you want to write that down to that effect, you're a fucking idiot.
We need to say these things, do we?
Thank you very much, the bloodener. We're back on in Wisconsin.
Yes,
More of that later on. Loving Evil Deshi.
Respect.
Who'd have thought that the illegal broadcasting needs of the Midwest would be left in the hands of a goat herder?
Who'd have thought it?
Who'd have thought it? Have you got some podcasts anyway?
No, you're not getting me.
Haven't I?
No.
Is that why you're sat there all eager?
All eager.
Right, can you read them from the bottom up this week? Thank you, it'll make more sense.
Do you want to stand on my head?
Yes.
Oh, right.
I want to use you as a fucking vase.
Oh, that's a beautiful picture. Happy birthday.
I want to stick some flowers in your anus and stand you in the corner next to the fucking chintz.
If you haven't voted so far this month, please do. go to punkradio.com. At the top of the screen, there is an important please vote for us link.
Yeah, we mean
that.
It.
Enter your email address and the subject and a comment if you so wish. We read out the best comments. Please do vote for us so far this month. There is some seriously bad cheating going on.
There's some bad cheating going on in our bit, and we don't badly cheat, although you might change your mind when you read these comments. But, yeah, we do want your votes.
Please
do vote
for us.
Punky.
Cheeky Monkey.
Ooh.
Hey, gents. First off, Goopa.
Indeed.
Punky is great. I'm working my way through a year's worth of Punky, but thought I ought to do my duty and vote, so I'll have more to listen to when I get caught up. Cheers, Rice.
Nice, Rice.
A year's worth of Punky, he's going to be fucked.
Yeah.
Goopa. Punky's great. Just a shame that February has fewer days in it for people to vote. So don't be an infaithful blue poodle. Vote now. You know it's the right thing to do. Graham, It's a Fog Life.
Thank
Acoustic
you, Graham.
Podcast.
He loves us, our Graham, doesn't he?
Yeah, he doesn't love me enough to come watch my gig in Liverpool, does he?
No, but he's,
thank you.
He's bought a t-shirt.
That is true. That's a good point.
God, have
good
we
point
gone
well
through
made.
All that time already?
Great show, as usual. Glad you got the Graham sorted. I'm not the other podcaster, merely an aging Pistols fan who stumbled across your show by mistake. But I'm always spreading the punky word.
Always spreading the punky word. Always spreading.
Never have so many laughs been created by so few. Graham B. Thank you.
Thank you, Graham.
Me again.
Hello.
Thought you needed the votes. Graham B.
See?
Okay, and again. Me yet again. Are you number one yet? Graham B.
Yeah, you see?
It's me yet again. I'm also a Pill fan. Graham B. Thank you, Graham.
You are a god. He's a one-man poxy voter.
I take it all back.
Yeah, he's a one-man poxy voter.
Some votes for a pod show sellout. Lol, just kidding. Happy Valentine Month from How To. Happy Valentine Month.
Happy Valentine
Month.
Oh,
shit.
What are you saying oh shit about?
Valentine's Day, isn't it, soon?
How many cards are you going to have to get this year?
Happy birthday! With lots of love and spanks by Tiny Hands.
Tiny
from Buttons and the Word
Spanks from Tiny Hands. Oh, they'd be very sensual. Tiny spanking.
Tiny hands from your tiny friends.
Oh, really? I prefer to spank tiny people. But yeah, thank you very much for the offer, Preston.
Yeah, thank you.
Take off her fucking feet.
That's the podcast alley comments. Do vote if you want to. No, we want you to vote. So vote for us. All right. You've been told. There you go.
Is that it?
That's it.
Oh, that's it. All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think I've got a cold coming on, you know.
I think you might have.
Yeah.
I think we're both run down. Oh, there's a judgmental coming up.
Oh, shit.
Cool. I've found the cinnamon gum.
I get to meet the judge again.
What, sorry?
I get to meet the judge again.
If you want to. This is Zombie Ghost Train. We're going to play our next song now.
Okay.
Interestingly, this is a psychobilly band. Mm. The next song we're playing is possibly one of the best known rockabilly stroke psychobilly bands ever, King Kurt. One of my favourite bands ever. First gig I ever went to, see King Kurt, Cedric Smeggy's a legend, etc, etc. He has personally given us fucking permission to play whatever we want of their stuff. So we're going to. And the last time, because it's my birthday special, I'm playing what I fucking want.
Happy birthday, by the way.
Thank you very much. Played Alcoholic Rat last time. I've got these off a CD called Alcoholic Rat. But I recommend, if you can get hold of it, their first album, Ooh Walla Walla, it's a fucking beauty. anyway, playing track two. This was a single, Road to Rack and Ruin. And it briefly grazed the top 50.
Did it?
Yeah.
Nice.
All you gender benders I read about in books, I tell you they're all too concerned about the way they look. I tell you, King Kurt is back again, back on the road to rack and ruin. Now, Tone, what I want to know is, what is King Kurt's website?
It's something like alcoholicrats.com or something.
It is something like that, but it's alcoholic-rats.com. Uh-huh. So even though you've got the imaginary correct size of Lord Bishop Rock's penis, I'm afraid you've got this wrong. It's Tony 1, Paulie B and the Internet 1. At the moment, okay. We're drawing.
That's fair.
This is Road to Rack and Ruin. Are you all set there? Are you just having fun and games?
Go on and play it.
Let's have it.
You pretty much all the wild boys who smile. Well, let me show you some things. It's fast, stop, and stop. We've got a scooter that's back here. Back on that road to rack and ruin. Kurt is back again. Back on that road to rack and ruin. Kurt is back again. Kurt is back again. Kurt is back again. Kurt is back again. He's in the business. I read about it in books. I reckon the rules are concerned about the way they look. I said, Kurt is back again. Back on that road to rack and ruin. Kurt is back again. Kurt is back again. Kurt is back again. Back on that horse is back and running. Kurt is back again. Kurt is back again. Well, Kurt is back again. Back on that horse is back and running.
Scary man.
Oh, and that's Motorbikes and Cars. Well, this is Motorbikes and Cars. How about that for some decent mixing
hey,
there?
Hey, look at that.
Check out Our Bad Selves, by the way.
God, hey.
By the way.
Still nearly 2 years in the
that's
process,
never happened,
but that's all right.
Yeah. Down here. It's freezing in the Punky Bunker, isn't it?
Isn't it?
Sherwood Forest.
We need to put some more trees.
Sherwood Forest is
it's
under about
cold.
3 foot of, my hands are too cold to hold my axe.
The small people can't even
my
see.
My hands are too cold to hold my chopper. You're going to have to go and get the wood yourself.
I'm not touching your wood. I don't care if it is your birthday.
My hands are too cold to hold my chopper. You'll have to go and get wood yourself. What a fucking line. I didn't even mean
it. Write that out for the album.
I found this brilliant box here.
Yeah.
Found it last week, didn't I? It's an emo cable tester. There's a firm called Emo Systems. Emo cable tester.
I thought he was just like a rope.
Well, I could be an emo cable tester. I go, yep, feels tight enough. Off you go, son. Don't expect to be seeing you again.
Next.
Next one for death. Oh, speaking of which, we're going to do judgmental in this bit, but have you got a twat?
I have, sir.
All right, brilliant.
If you have a twat to nominate, please email me, tony@punkradio.com, with the twat's name, where they're from, and the reason for nomination. And don't forget, where they're from, quite important, really.
Very
you
important.
Know.
Very important. Don't be an obtuse.
But hey, they have started realising this.
Good.
And there is still a dry twat phase, but it's dry. It's getting a bit wetter now.
It's nice and moist again.
It's getting
now.
A bit moister.
Just
it's
the way
right.
I like
I'm
it.
I'm feeling it.
Tone, I have the next.
Yes, Paul?
The next CD isn't in the fucking box.
Oh, for fuck's sake. You know what? You're not always looking for that, are you?
I wonder where that is then.
Be at home. Oh, it's not. Is it in your CD drive there?
In my CD
How
drive
did you
where?
Listen to it before?
I can't remember. It might be in the car somewhere. We can put it in after.
Okay, we'll put it in post.
We'll put it in, yeah. Let's start having post.
We probably shouldn't have mentioned it on the show, really. It would have been seamless if we hadn't mentioned it.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, though.
Yeah, thanks, yeah.
Sorry. Okay, this week's from Kathleen or Carol or whatever her name is, Charlotte. Right,
Dave.
Seeing as you have a dry twat phase right now, I decided to send you this is a twat. Mind you, it's from something that happened last summer, but it's better than ex-partnerships and teachers.
True, yeah.
Well, I must say, this kid deserves it the most, because when I refused to go out with him on a date, he resorted to childish pranks to put me in Fishtown. His name is Stephen, but his nickname is actually Fish.
Right.
So last summer was an amazing time, seeing as about 8 of us were always at my friend's house.
Always at your friend's house.
Well, this fish kid decided that since I wouldn't ever look at him as more than this weird little man that he is, he concocted a plan to get me back. Well, the first time I was duped was about midnight when I got home. He and everyone else that was there moved my bike over by the pool, so when I went to go and get it to leave, he jumps out of his plastic playhouse, grabs a hold of me and cues the other guys over. In less than a minute, I found myself sopping wet in the pool, and the dirty little bastard had ran home and locked himself inside so I couldn't castrate him. Don't worry, I got him back for that.
Oh, that's alright.
But she doesn't go on to say exactly how. I'd like to know how.
Yeah, okay.
The second time last summer when he planned another attack was when I was on my way over. My friend Brittany and I went to the park and were sitting in the swings.
Friend Bitter?
Brittany.
Oh, I thought you said my friend
Sorry.
Bitter.
I've got this thing again. You know where I used to go through this phase of talking really fast?
Yeah.
He's come back. Well, I'll keep trying not to.
Chill out then.
That's better. My friend Brittany and I went to the park and were sitting on the swings talking. This was about 11 o'clock at night. Well, Brittany was in on it, so she got called away for a minute. Next thing I know, I get hit in the side with what feels like a slush ball. I look down and realise the little bastard hit me with an egg.
I quite
like
about
this
10
metres away. Here's Mr. Punky. I like him. The little shit had snuck up, sat on the climbers, and when Britt got called away, I got it with an egg. Once again, I went to go and demolish the little cunt, but he took off running and locked himself in his house.
Good work.
I'm just waiting for the summer so I can get the little bastard back. I was picking egg out of my pockets all the way home and even had a bruise. I shouldn't be laughing at this, but I am.
It's great.
That's not even the worst part. Britt's mum had a camera both times, so now they have photographic proof.
Oh, yes.
Does that mean Britt's mum was taking pictures of it?
I don't know. I wasn't there.
Now, I know. Aren't you?
No.
Oh. Okay.
You're not
omnipotent then. Thought you were.
No.
Now
not
I know
this week.
I should technically be nominating everyone that was there, but seeing as he was the ringleader, I nominate Fish from Brantario, Ontario, because he is a twat. Little bastard is getting what's coming to him sooner or later. Right, hopefully you will both have a Guinness-filled birthday and wake up in separate beds. Yes, we will.
I think we might be breaking
Cheers,
new ground here, Tony.
Catherine, why?
I think we might be turning this one
down. Around. Turn it down,
I think we might be turning this one down.
I like this guy.
I think he's great.
Personally, I think she's getting some new friends. Because they all sound like
yeah,
the evil bastards.
But, it's great though, isn't it? The thing is, like a girl turns you down, so you throw an egg at her. That's not twice.
I miss those days.
That's genius. That's actually genius behaviour.
It would have saved so much time.
Then you go, Tony, you just have to carry eggs around with you.
Yeah, lots of them.
No, but it's really good. You go, hello, would you like to go with me? No, have this then.
Right on the forehead.
I think Punky should actually advocate the throwing of eggs.
Will you go out with me? No. Egg. We're going to make a t-shirt for that.
If you ask someone out and they turn you down and you throw an egg at them, email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Type your email.
Hang on a minute.
She turned me down, so I threw an egg at her.
This can be the new happy slapping thing for playgrounds.
We should be careful about this.
No,
it's only if somebody asks you out. What do you mean playgrounds? I'm talking about adults.
All right.
Not about kids. If you're over the age of 25, how about that? If you're over the age of 25,
yeah,
and you ask someone out and they turn you down and you throw an egg at them, email me, and even better, if you can then throw an egg at them and then take a photograph on your camera phone or whatever.
Going clubbing, got my phone, got my cigarettes,
phone,
got my lighter.
Egg.
Eggs. Within the free range.
Excuse me.
So are we letting him have this then or not?
No, he's still a twat, go on.
Okay, so Fish from Brantford, Ontario
is a twat.
But we like you.
But he's a bit of a lad as well.
A bit of a lad, yeah. Isn't he? Thanks for that, Carl.
He's a bit of a lad. Alright. It's time for Judgmental.
Alright.
Now, we haven't heard from Judgmental in a very long time.
It's been a while.
He had a lot of things.
Everything he sort out.
Well, he did. Yeah, he had a lot of things sort out, but he didn't have anything. No one really sent him anything for a long time.
Right.
And then we mentioned it, and then we got a few Judgmentals came through at the same time. But he got a bit confused with the old. Because we started Judgmental, and we never got around to starting the Emo Confessional.
Right.
Did we? And as a result, the Judgmentals dried up and the Emo Confessionals never really came because we didn't explain them well. But basically, I've got an alter ego who can solve any problem. And the thing is, the only way that I can get into character is to have some cinnamon gum.
Yeah.
And we were supposed to
Which
do...
It stinks.
Yeah, we were supposed... It smells of cinnamon, mate.
Yeah, it stinks.
Yeah. And we were supposed to do this last week, but I'd left my cinnamon gum at home.
Yeah.
So
we're not making this up.
No. So I couldn't actually do it. So look, here's the proof. Look, this is the packet of the gum that I've got now. So anyway, here goes. What I'm going to do, I'm going to read out the first bit, and then I'm going to put in the cinnamon gum.
Okay.
And see if I get my alter ego to work all right. So here goes. Dear Judge, I have a problem next year. I change school and I can either go to the local public school or a private school. If I go to private school, I cannot enter the instructor program at my Taekwondo school and be a certified instructor and make some money. I really want to go into the program, but I also want to go to this private school, and the public school has a reputation for being dangerous. I need your help. What do you think I should do? Your fan, Adam. Basically, Judgmental is about to judge on the subject of public versus private education. Are you ready, Tom?
All right.
Here he goes.
Got any beds?
It's him. Oh, I haven't got any beds. You just have to do it. Oh, actually, if I get time to do beds before I turn into him, we might be all right. No, I'll stick that one again.
Oh, stinks.
Oh, the cinnamon gum. Oh, I'm making a taco fan. Now, first of all, I'm going to use the UK language for this, which is privately state education. Otherwise, I get a little bit confused and probably start talking funny. But it seems to me that everyone would ideally go to state schools, as they are free and they are open to all. However, the simple facts are that privately educated children got better results in exams and gone to better in higher education. Indeed, the world. Your particular problem here is, however, quite confusing. You say you can't do Taekwondo instruction. If you go to the private school and you want to mind, but you've heard the state school is dangerous, well, surely you're going to need the Taekwondo if you go to the state school just about to get a foot a day, fighting off with the bullies and beating up unfair teachers until you'll be so tired from it fighting all day you won't want to do it at night. So I would suggest going to private school for your own safety and just getting yourself a rich bitch to pay for your shit. Then you won't need it to earn any money. That makes it so much sense to me. Macron talk.
Okay, I mean, I can handle the gum, but do you have to stick your thumb up your arse while you're doing
good
it?
Good God! Hey, it won't, if the judge wants a thumb up his arse, the judge gets a thumb up his arse.
Yeah, but you could at least give me a warning.
I hope that's cleared things up. If you have something that you need judgmental judge on, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email judgmental, and the rest will or will not occur. I can't put that gun back in because of what happens.
Yeah.
So, right, so we're going to play the next song now, but we're not, but we are, but we are, but we are, but we're not, but we are, but we're not. So, the next song, again, it's one of my favourites on this here, My Birthday Show.
Happy birthday, by the way.
Thank you very much. It's from a brilliant compilation from Motor Sounds Records called Blood on the Scratch Plate 65, and it's actually the band, the Motor Sounds. Now, we have played this song before. The song's called Hardtail Lurgan Blues. It is, I think, utterly fantastic, right? Thing is, Tony, what is the Motor Sounds website?
Motorsounds.com.
No.
No?
You could have had Motor Sounds Records, or you could have had motor-sounds.co.uk, or you could have had myspace.com/motorsoundsrecords. You got none of them. It's Tony 1, Paulie B and Internet 2.
Shit.
This is it, after this, commercial break.
That gum stinks.
It's nice, though. So that's the Motor Sounds and Hardtail Lurgan Blues. Cool. I do like that. It's the one. I just like it.
Well, that whole CD is good though, isn't it?
The whole CD is really good. It's a fantastic sampler. And I was looking online. It's available for £8.50.
Oh, right.
And there's 21 tracks on it. And they're really, really good. I think there's 17 different bands or something. But there's 21 tracks. And there's a couple of tracks by The Surgeons. And it's just brilliant. Just make sure that you check them out. They'll be on our MySpace top friends, as will all the bands this week, I think. Make sure that you check out Motor Sounds Records and indeed the band, The Motor Sounds. Right, it's time to sell out time.
Is it sell out time?
It's sell out time. Now, we, as you know, have sold out. We've sold our souls down the river.
Yeah.
And for very little remittance, we're now sponsored by GoDaddy. Now, do you know anything about GoDaddy.com?
No.
No, you should have found out by now. You know,
you thought, wouldn't you?
Well, the thing is, I finally did get around to checking out the GoDaddy site, Tone. And you know what?
Ooh.
I am in a position to talk about it. I strongly recommend that any of our listeners interested in the net have a look at GoDaddy.com. They've got email plans, traffic blazers to redirect more hits, various hosting plans. You can set up shopping carts. You get SSL certificates that you do know what they are. I didn't know what they are.
Sales. Yeah.
Safety stuff and that. There's loads on there. And if you type in the order code PUNKY1, PUNKY1, that thing again, Tone?
PUNKY1. PUNKY1.
The number one. Into the space provided on the site, you get an additional 10% off, which is particularly good value if you're in the UK. And I've had a look around it. It is cheap. I'm not just saying that. No. It is cheap.
It is cheap.
By UK standards. I spent a pint of Guinness cost me £2.85 yesterday.
£2.85?
I know. £2.85. That is, I mean, no fucking about, but that is $5.
Yeah, it is.
$5 for a pint, just in a pub. It wasn't a flashy...
Mind you, it's quite expensive in our local, in the mill. It's about £2.50, isn't it?
Is it?
£2.60.
Yeah. I haven't been in there this year.
Mm.
That's frightening, isn't it?
Isn't it?
This is Microscope doing this, by the way. Right. Just when it couldn't get any weirder, Ruby Bresnahan.
Right, okay. It's been a while.
It's been a while. Shall I keep this music going on underneath?
No.
No, I don't want to do that, do I?
No.
I don't want to do that. All right,
it fucks with my brain.
Okay, this music?
Yeah, and that and the Ruby thing might just send me over the edge.
It's all a bit much for you.
I might implode.
Okay, well, look, I'm right, I don't need to get rid of that. I need to get rid of that.
With the smell of cinnamon gum in the air.
Yeah, with the smell of cinnamon gum in the air. Sorry, we've both gone all a bit wibbly-wobbly here, haven't we?
Say it's so cold in the bloody forest. We need more
there
ventilation.
We go. Right, that's gone. Now, Ruby Bresnahan has very, very kindly done us in February. She's very kindly done us. Yeah.
I must have missed that.
Yeah, I don't think you'd miss it, Tony.
No.
I think you'd probably remember that one.
Yes.
She's very kindly done us.
Right.
Yeah.
I can't believe I laughed at that.
That's absolutely brilliant.
I'm such a child.
No, I wish I'd thought of it. I wish I'd meant to say it. It was it's like the Chopper Wood thing.
Chopper.
Chopper.
Okay, so
Chopper.
Is this for our birthdays then?
This is for our birthdays because we're both February children.
Yes.
We are from the age of Aquarius. And this is Ruby Bresnahan's Stinging Me Bubbly Job for February.
Aquarius.
Yeah, for Aquarius. That's ours, that is.
Yeah, it is.
And then after she's played that, we're going to play a song straight after it that we'll back announce like professionals.
Back announce?
Yeah.
Oh,
we'll back announce it like professionals. Here goes then. Go for your life. Clito going Brito.
Welcome to the Punky Radio Show, the Clito the Non-Clairvoyant, a.k.a. Ruby Bresnahan. Excuse me, a little dusty in here. Excuse me, nothing, I'm going to spit out a loogie or anything. Oh, it's disgusting. Anyway, where bed advice is always free and a red palm has the view of a baby's butt rash. Get it? The color red? Paul and Tony, I just wanted you to know about a little blurb that I did last time on your show. I repeated myself a few times on the Punky Ratio Show. Just like I did right now, of course. It's so rubbish. It must be that from that alcohol awareness aftermath. I get brain farts. Oh, I kind of smell today, don't I? Oh, it's that DTS thing, DTs. You know, I mustn't be associated with that kind of behavior because it rubs off. You know, like an alcohol rub. Oh, shit. Somebody stop me from rambling on and on and on. Oh, that's Ponky's mascot, Kitty Bang. Kitty, 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 Kitty Bang. The gatekeeper of all bad spirits. All right, Kitty. I'm getting to the scope. Oops. Oh, I'm so sorry, Kitty Bang. Okay, well, we have here the Aquarius Air Month. I must give a birthday suit tribute to our Ponky's kings. Paul and Tony are Ponky Rowdy Hootin' Tootin' Water Barriers. Still known as Air, though. This year for your natural-born rebels are gonna bust through the living bus. However, you need to leave some room for the law and order. Law and order. That's a good one. I tell you, I must clean out my brain this morning. We would never do that, though, because then there wouldn't be no click to. Anyway, leave some room for the law and order. I did it again. Law and order. Or your heavy fines, such as a speeding ticket and DUIs, will leave you in a tailspin. Not to mention the hell you're going to get in when you get home with your spouse. Ouch! Aquarians are no natural-born leaders. Thinkers and leaders. So this year coming up is about picking up excess signs from our universe. Not street signs, silly. Hey, watch out for that oncoming car, Aquarians. You're liable to get a hit. Oh, shit. Was that our Kitty Bang? Now, back to our home birthday boys. What was it? No. Back to our birthday homeboys. Oh, Telly, Paul, and Tony, I'm losing it in my other pity lane. I have a parrot over here shitting on the dandruff lies. The shoulder. Let me get off so you can go on with your show. I'm so sorry. I'm making a nuisance out of myself. It's so rubbish.
Sweet boy, really.
I fucking love that song. That's Lucifer Star Machine. And that's like punk Elvis, isn't it? I love it.
It's fantastic.
And that song is called Racing with the Motherfuckers.
Is it?
Yeah.
You want to guess what you mean?
What I want to know is, Tony, what's their website?
LuciferStarMachine.com.
It is. It's Tony 2, Paulie being the internet 2.
Wicked.
It's all right, isn't it? Bring and
it
you
back,
like the front cover, don't you, of this album?
Always.
The album's called Fire in Your Hole.
And it's got a lady on the front.
Yeah.
A lady.
It's a brilliant album. It's on Noisemaker Records, which actually the next band we're playing are on Noisemaker Records as well.
She's clearly got talk tips on that Amy girl we've seen pictures of on the front.
It's the what,
stars.
Sorry?
The stars of the nipples.
Oh, yeah. Our friend Amy.
Always mention things we don't talk about on the podcast.
Yeah, always, yeah.
Always.
So, anyway, Tone, you did something that a lot of people in the world would probably love to do, and that's your band played at the Cavern.
At the world famous Cavern
Club. The world famous Cavern.
Yes.
Fill our listeners in, will you?
Well,
I know you do that, Kate. Fill out that. I don't mean that. What's that about?
My band, Alcohol. Alcoholrock.com. We've never really played an out of town gig before, so obviously the first one we choose is in Liverpool.
It's just
the most famous one ever. Very Beatles. It's very nice inside there.
Is it really very Beatlesy?
You'd imagine,
wouldn't you? Who'd have thought?
It's next door to the Rubber Soul pub and just down from Lennon's bar.
It's on Penny Lane, isn't it? it's on Matthew Street.
It's on Matthew Street, which is all very Beatlesy.
All very Beatlesy. Always Beatlesy.
We drove down there on Saturday, spent the day there. It's very foggy. It was the local derby of Everton versus Liverpool, so it was like dead until at night.
Sorry, we got this right, by the way.
Did
we? 60s from Liverpool.
Oh, no, hey. The Liverpool section of the show.
How do we do it?
But hey. We got in there about 6 o'clock, walked over since across town because we stayed in the local Premier Travelling. And sound check's fine with the Dutch guy on the sound check.
Oh, Dutch guy. Guys. He's always sound checking.
He's really good at his job.
I would hope so.
And put us on first, which is fantastic, because that meant more time for the drinking.
Because
we never drink before the gig.
I love going on
because I'm not allowed to anymore since the St. Patrick's Day incident,
which we don't talk about.
And I nearly fell off the stage.
you'll drink with the fucking chavs, though, won't you?
Yeah, well, you know, that's easy. But we up first, played a really good gig. Couple of punkies just came down to see us. Thank you to the almighty Bobby, who came down with about 5 people. That's fantastic of him.
Fair play to him.
Nice to meet you guys.
The slightly significant Bobby.
Yep. And about 15 people from Mansfield came down to see us.
Did you hire a bus?
Everyone drove on separately. The bus was going to be stupid money.
What was it?
But people just drove down and stayed in the hotel overnight.
Like 5p?
It's like, yeah, something like that.
So that'd be stupid.
It was, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
But yeah, so we had a good crowd down there. The Cavern liked us. They didn't charge us, which is always a bit of a bonus.
Miss Andy.
I really enjoyed it. Came off stage with my hand dripping in blood.
Why?
I must have played my guitar a bit too hard, and it was like I caught my finger and it was gushing. Not gushing, but it was dripping.
You sold your soul to rock and roll!
But yeah, playing Our Cover Love Machine to a room full of unsuspecting scousers. Fantastic.
Did they like it?
I think so.
Was it busy?
It was, yeah. It was Saturday night. Both bars were packed. But what we didn't realise at the time is they record each gig and they got I went through to the main bar and you could see the stage in the main bar. They got it on the screens.
Right.
And if you give them a tape and £30, they'll tape you. But we didn't realise.
You didn't know that.
We didn't know that at the time. But
a
really good venue. Hopefully we'll get back there.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Cool. It's worth getting videoed, isn't it?
It is, playing there.
And it's worth to say, this is my band, we played the Cavern.
Yeah, but we took all the slow songs out of the set.
Of course you did.
So it was a bit quick.
You should never put them in the first place.
Yeah, it was much better without them.
I bet you loved it.
I don't know what I was thinking.
I bet you loved it.
I fucking did.
I bet your drummer was knackered.
Looking at the set list, oh, it's another fast one next, come on. But I do realise now, because someone took a few video clips, and I do talk very fast between songs. And not even I know what I was saying. Although at one point I did call the Arctic Monkeys a bunch of dry bummers.
Did you?
Yeah.
Ooh.
So I've been talking to Fatboy obviously clearly too much.
I think you have, yeah.
Yeah, because we cover Love Machine and they cover it as well.
Oh, do they?
But they covered it after us and their version's shit.
Of course it is.
And so I call them dry bummers.
Fair enough.
But can't say further than that.
Did you say the Arctic Monkeys cover this, but we covered it first? They're dry bummers. Or did you go, dry bummers.
Dry bummers.
Bam, started. Bam, 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 bam.
Yeah. That was it. Right. Oh, if you go to myspace.com/alcohol, we've done a video for Love Machine. Well, we say we've done a video, we've nicked the Girls Aloud video and put our song over the top of it and synced up the vocals. So check it while you can before it gets deleted.
Good thinking. I'm pleased that you lot have so much time on your hands to do stuff like that.
Thank you.
And that you haven't got albums to finish or anything.
No.
No. I've got a Poetry Corner.
Okay.
That fits in quite well. Sorry, if you have finished your
now
story.
Now finished, yes.
Yeah. I've got a Poetry Corner that fits in quite well with your story about that, because it's from the almighty Bobby. If you have a poem...
Nice to meet you.
For Poetry Corner, email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email Poetry Corner. That's what he did. Arg! I blame Tony and the rest of Alcohol for the shyness of this poem. If they hadn't come to the cavern to play, I wouldn't have gone to see them wearing my punky t-shirt.
Home. He was. His Hug a Cow t-shirt.
Wearing my punky t-shirt. Sorry. And ended up getting to bed at 6.30 in the morning and being woken at midday by a guy hovering over me with a bread knife. Don't ask.
Wasn't me.
Oh, won't. Okay. If it had been me, he would just have said, what are you going to do to me, Paul B. Edwards? Here goes, then. Here's the poem. Fuck it, I need another drink. When discussing the theory of quantum mechanics, with a beer can in each hand, try to avoid the company of those who react to the idea of four dimensions with hysterics. When conversing about the nature of infinity, do not continue until you have bludgeoned to death anyone who cannot multiply 9 by 20. If you ever happen to be philosophical and drunk, don't do it with a bunch of wannabe punks. The real punks are much better. Thank you, verily. Oh, and tell Tony the DVD is fucking hilarious. The Almighty Bobu Matthew from aplaceinbetween.com, and check out the website because they're always mentioning us and they do a pod vod cod. They do a cod
podcast.
They do a codcast, Tony.
Yeah, we gave them a free copy of our Is It Real DVD.
Oh, okay.
Because we did a video of that, which I'll probably be selling at some point.
Oh,
maybe,
really?
Maybe I should.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, maybe I should.
Shall we play the next song?
Let's play a song.
Or shall we not? Hang on, how long have these dead sixes got
no,
left?
No, I think
here?
We should play a song.
No, you got 2 minutes yet.
Alright.
Tony, we got 2 minutes of the brilliant dead sixes
yet. So let's talk about Wakefield.
No, why don't you talk about t-shirts first?
Okay. Please buy a t-shirt. We've got a cafe press store. Go to cafepress.com/punkyradio. There are 5 designs there, 4 different types of t-shirt, but more importantly, there are 2 thongs on there.
There's thongs.
2 thongs.
We've got thongs on
you
there
can't
now,
go wrong
girls.
With a thong.
Well, I say girls.
Yeah, I say, yeah.
We've
Anything.
Got thongs on there.
So please buy one. They're quite cheap.
And we're getting mugs on there next, aren't we?
We're going to do the lot. If you want a mug, a mouse mat, let me know. We'll just chuck it up there.
Yeah, we will make things to order on that site, won't we?
Yeah, if you just want existing.
Take your
existing
time,
Tom. Design, putting on a item.
Take
let
a deep
know.
Breath. Big breath. Yes, I'm only 16.
yeah, please buy a thong. We've got 2 on there. One's got the big thing on the front. One's got a small one on the front.
Yeah, rather like us two.
Yeah, pretty much. This is just one of them's that Paul suggested would sell more. I suggested the other one would sell more. So we'll see which one wins.
Yeah, and we're not going to tell you which one will sell more out of the pair. No. But I know.
But if you buy one and you're a girl, please take a picture of yourself wearing it and send it in.
Why not?
You can
why
do
not,
it if you get your
why not email
as well.
It? Where do you want this to come to, me or you?
Me. Tony at Tony at punkradio.com with the subject Hello Tony. If you're bloke and you buy a thong, you make it to Paulie B at punkradio.com with the subject Send to Many.
Yeah, I don't mind. It'll be a right laugh. Let's face it, I'll only forward it to you anyway. Next song.
Sad but true.
Yeah. Dragster.
Dragster.
This is another great front cover.
The Lovely Fee. I've met her.
The Lovely Fee. I've met her. So?
I just like to do that. When people show me photos of people, I say, I met them.
We've both met Fee from Dragster.
Yes.
And the difference between your relationship with her and my relationship with her is that your relationship with her is non-existent, and mine is we insult each other regularly. Quite disgustingly so as well.
You insult everyone regularly.
Oh, yeah, that's true. But no, me and Fee do insult each other. She's very good at insulting me, in fact. She's very good at being rude. She's actually suggested that because we're both so dominant that we find a slave and just kick the crap out of them. Keep us both happy.
Right. Never bring around Tony Towers.
Tony Towers.
Tony Towers.
Tony Towers. Oh, yeah, by the way.
My birthday show. We're
playing
that.
We're not playing Goth on holiday this week because, frankly, we're both fucked.
Yeah.
We're going to do it next week.
Next week.
Hopefully.
And then the week after that is my birthday show.
Your birthday show when you get to choose the music. Yeah. Anyway.
Thanks for that. You're so enthusiastic.
I'll play.
Yeah, whatever.
My eye genuinely hurts. Oh, I had a sty. Hear about that in a minute. I did. I developed a sty.
I know.
And it hurt. Proper sty as well came up. Big fucking lump. Anyway. Dragster, Step Into the Death Rate. What can I say? Fucking magic album.
Right.
Go out and buy it and get it through Noisemaker Records. Their website's all fucking doodle. What I want to know is what is their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/DragsterSuicide.
I believe it is, isn't it?
I didn't write it down. The website was DragsterSuicide.com, wasn't it? But that changed.
Right. We think it's Dragster Suicide, but look, they'll be on our top friends. Our MySpace top friends. And, if you want to find out more about them, do some research. I'm not your fucking mother.
Play this.
This song's brilliant. This is Step Into the Death Ray. Are we calling that a win for you there? Is that 3-2?
Yeah.
All right. All right.
Of course we are.
That is good, isn't it?
Yes.
That is fantastic.
I had that CD in my car, I think, for about two straight months, I remember, at one point.
What was that, two straight months.
Two stroking months. That was some dangerous ballast driving I did back then.
It's a brilliant album.
Always queuing.
Just a brilliant album. This is the Panic Smashers, by the way. Who very nearly got on this show. Actually, this week is one of my favourite songs, but I thought, because we're doing these beds anyway, and we played them quite a lot recently, but they'll be back on in the future. I've got a load more stuff for theirs to do. We need to update all these fucking beds at some point. We just keep being really busy, don't we?
Yeah.
We're not getting a chance to do
these first 2 months have been quite silly.
It's all been... On every level. It's everything we can do to get the show together, basically.
Yeah, it's been a bit Mondays, Tuesdays/Wednesdays, the weeks we're coming out. It's just that just reflects our lives at the minute.
Yeah.
Sorry.
We are fucked, is what we're trying to say.
Yeah, I've taken to detoxing quite regularly.
So you want to talk a bit more about Wakefield then?
I don't know, do we need to?
Do you want to talk a bit more about the gig? Well, I'll tell you what you can talk about, that fucking...
The drummer?
No.
Come
on, Tone.
Fucking hell.
We got a takeaway.
Got to Wakefield. Next up, we were rushing around a bit, needed to eat. So we went
to the wrong place, didn't we?
We got to the hotel and we went the wrong way into town, ended up at the opposite end of town. So when we had a beer... And then had no time, so we got a
very nice lady.
Very nice lady at the pub says, "Oh yeah, Snooty Fox, other end of town. I'll get you a taxi."
And she did.
We thought, "Won it after a pint." So we had a pint, got a taxi to the Snooty Fox, and then really needed something to eat. Noticed next door there was a restaurant / takeaway. Oh,
how good was that?
Chicken tikka on a naan, wasn't it?
It was basically a chicken tikka naan kebab, wasn't it?
Yeah. And it was fucking huge.
It was huge, and I had the salad, and you got the stuff came in little pots. So we had one hot, one mild, didn't we? Mixed them up.
It was lovely. It was beautiful. Fucking huge. We took us like 20 minutes to eat it.
It was beautiful. And Fat Boy accused us of being fat boys, which I found rather ironic.
How ironic!
But when we went into the gig, Fat Boy had brought some of his mates down.
Yes.
And one of them was really, really cracking me up. He's an Asian guy with a quiff. Nickname.
Patelvis. That was one of the best nicknames I've ever heard.
Genius nickname. And he's 34, isn't he?
Yes.
And he's a granddad. And he thought the best thing to do would be to chat up two 17-year-old girls. If I'd thought about it, I'd gone, "That's exactly your age, mate. Well done, good work."
Exactly, yeah.
It was good at maths.
But unfortunately, we can't add up at that point of the night.
No, I couldn't do very much. And no. They both said to him, look, we're lesbians.
Fuck off, we're lesbians.
And he did that great thing that only really happens in Yorkshire. When he goes, you're fucking not lesbians, you just need some fucking cock. Get some fucking cock and you'll fucking like it. And they go, fuck off, Patelvis. Just have some fucking cock and you'll be all right. You'll be able to have some fucking cock. And fat boys go, you're a fucking cock, Patelvis. Come away from him. Come away. I was going to talk about loads of stuff.
But the gig was good as well.
Gig was brilliant. Lord Bishop does rock.
He does. He's good. Hello.
Wah! 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 We've waited a long time for that one today.
Haven't we?
Haven't we?
But yeah, and the little German drummer. Girl drummer.
You loved her, didn't you? You love his...
Oh, she was lovely.
I liked his little bass player.
Oh, little bass player. Oh,
cute bass player.
Oh, what a sweet. You just want...
Which reminds me about dwarves.
Oh, dwarves. Yes!
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 What a fucking story.
Come on!
Well done, Tone. We are linking.
We're back.
We're linking really well here. Right. Last week, actually, it was after we made this, wasn't it? Was it? It was last Tuesday, anyway,
yes,
I think.
Yes.
I went round to my mate Glyn's. Now, Glyn is formerly one of Mansfield's premier purveyors of beneficial herbs. And I was around there because Glyn had invited me round for some dinner. Now, he's not the best cook in the world, but by the time the food comes, you're fucking hungry. It's all munchies. And Glyn actually, he made this delicious chicken pasta, and I'm sat down, I'm eating this. And then Glyn's mate Des comes round, and me and Glyn have had a bit of a smoke, and then Des sits down, he has a bit of a smoke, and Des basically had a bit of a flit out. What happened was, I think I mentioned dwarves. I don't know why, but when I did...
You always mentioned dwarves.
Always mentioning dwarves. Des just fucking lost it, spat food out, it's just, rah, don't get me started on dwarves! And I go, what's happened here? Glyn pisses himself laughing, says, Paul, you don't know about Des's condition, do you? I went, what? He said he's got a genuine condition. And I went, what's that? And Des looked me straight in the face and said, if I see a dwarf, I've got to pick him up and throw him. Right? And I said, you what? So I'm pissing myself. I said to him, it must be murder in panto season. Right? And he went, it is! That's how it happened! And told me this brilliant story where he'd been in Bournemouth in December. So yeah. He must have been surrounded by the little fellas, right? And he'd been there for a few days, so he must have been going stir crazy, you know, Mr. Psycho was descending. And he said that he'd met this girl and they'd gone back to his hotel and she spent the night with him. And then the next day he was walking out and he got jumped by two dwarves. And he said one of them came at his legs and the other one was waiting halfway up a stone staircase so he could hit him in the face. Because Des is massive, he's 21 stone of hardness
muscle.
And madness, yeah.
Right.
And basically, Snow White's gang wouldn't have taken him on, right?
No.
I'm saying.
Apart from Dopey.
Well, yeah, he might. No, but I mean all seven of them.
Dirty little bastard he was.
All seven of them wouldn't have done it. Anyway, these two fellas have. And he couldn't understand why he got jumped. But B, because he's so big and hard, and they're obviously, you know, tough and that, but in comparison very small, he said he suddenly found himself... He picked them both up by the shirt. One of them had taken a good crack to the side of his head.
Yeah.
But he'd got them picked up by their shirts and was holding them in front of him, just up like that, and looking into both their faces. And he said, Paul, the thing was, I just thought to myself, this is better than drugs. Not only can I throw one dwarf, I can throw two. And he got hold of them, and he just fucking swung his arms and just lobbed them. Like, lobbed these poor fellas. Turns out, the girl that he'd gone home with was seeing one of the dwarves. And it was a jealous dwarf boyfriend. And these are bona fide dwarves. I always said boner.
Boner.
These are bona fide dwarves. They're not... And, like, yeah, this guy... And he was a jealous boyfriend, basically. But he knew he couldn't take him on himself, so he got another one. But anyway, Des said he spoke to the girl again a couple of days after that. She assured him he was better than the dwarf, and he said he felt all right about that.
Oh, wicked.
It's a nice finish.
Oh, so it's yeah. A nice story.
Yeah.
With a nice ending.
Now, Punky Radio, in no way, advocates the throwing... or tossing of small people.
No.
Just Des can't help himself.
No.
And
it's a condition.
We've got to tell this story because it's a funny story and I don't want people to be offended by it.
No.
I genuinely don't want people to be offended by this story. It's just something that happened and I want to tell you all about it. There's another funny story, of course, by the Newtown Centres.
Ah, the Newtown Centres.
And we're finishing with it. It's our last song on this week's Punky Radio. Now, the new town centres, I know them quite well. And have you met any of them?
No.
Hamboy's their reserve drummer, or yeah. was until the incident.
Yeah.
He wants to start drumming again, you know. And you
can't.
Look, Hamboy.
You can't.
No drumming for a bit, all right? Yeah, well, don't call him names.
Sorry. You mustn't.
Yeah, that's better. But anyway, the New Town Centres album. And, oh, do you know what? Because I said to you, didn't I? That when I saw the New Town Centres, I was talking to their lead singer, and he said, what do you think of the album? I said, it's the best 3-track EP with 9 extra songs I've ever heard.
It's harsh, man.
Which was harsh. And I went back and I listened to it again, and I was wrong.
You are wrong.
Because we've played 1, 2, 3, 4 We've already played 5 songs off it. Yeah. There's 12 on it. I think we played 6. And it's a fucking good album.
I went back
and listened to it, and I'm sorry, the New Town Centres, that I said that to you. It was bad of me. It's just the first 3 songs are so brilliant.
It's weighted.
Yeah.
Isn't it? Because the first 3 are really fucking good, and the rest of it is just really good.
Yeah.
So it's kind of weighted that way.
Yeah, it's top heavy.
As we like it. Who'd have thought it? It should be our best album ever.
It should be in our MySpace, friends. We've got enough of them.
Maybe they will be from now on.
We've got enough of them.
Tony, always grooming.
Can you say something about T-shirts again, please?
Can I just plug... I'll plug my... I've done T-shirts already.
All right.
My album... if you go to myspace.com/Tony Hearn, I have actually now put up 2 songs from the rough mix of my new album.
Right, just the rough mixed ones.
Yes.
Is that wise?
They are good sounding ones, though. They're not the one that
Which ones are
ones.
They?
It's the one I did with my cousin, Carly.
Oh, that is really good.
And then the Don't Want to Rock one.
Okay.
So
okay.
They're both good sounding ones.
But
I left off some of the other ones.
He's keeping you waiting for Tony Towers.
Tony Towers will be premiered on this show on my birthday.
Oh, wicked.
Wicked. I'll try and get it.
I like Tony
mixed.
Towers.
But yeah, so Tony feel free, Towers. Add me as a friend, listen to my songs.
Yeah, add him as a friend, listen to his songs, and then tell him to fuck off.
In which case I'll be always grooming.
Last
anyway,
song. It's a long one, but it's worth it. It's a great story,
oh,
Tony.
We love this song.
This is a great story. This is called Bacalao, 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 Bacalao. Open brackets, devil horns, close brackets. Even though Bacalao, 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 I am reliably informed, means salt cod.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm. Salty.
It's from the album. Now, the thing is, I don't know whether this album's been withdrawn and is going to be re-released or what, but it's from an album called The Reason You're Alive. They are on our MySpace top friends. What I want to know is, Tony, what is their website address?
thenewtowncentres.co.uk. I know they've got this Sonic Hub Records, isn't they?
But I don't know.
I've got their own.
I haven't written it down. I'll tell you what, Tony, I'm going to give you that this week.
Okay.
4-2.
But it's Sonic Hub Records, isn't it? We'll get
it
you to
on,
them.
Yeah, sonic-hubrecords.com, I think. But yeah, you can get them through Sonic Hub. This is Sean, who did my album, you know, that one I got finished and that.
Right. What's that feel like?
Oh, it's great.
Is it?
Really good, yeah. In fact, Abby, the girl from the salon, has got a copy of my album. And said that she loves it and plays it to all of her mates.
Which one? The second one?
The second one, yeah. And she really likes the punk hymn. She said, I like the penguin one. I went, me too. Played the penguin
one? You like penguins? I don't think we have.
I love penguins. Yeah. I like that little girl who wants to be a penguin. Not like that, Tony. The advert.
Advert.
I want to be a penguin. And she does that. She's the cutest little girl in the world.
Play the song.
All right.
Play the song.
This song, this is a great story. We've played it before. We'll probably play it again.
We've played it in a long time.
It's one of my favourite records ever, I think. I'm going that's that bold a claim.
It was your favourite song all month when you first heard it, and now it's been your favourite song ever since then, hasn't it?
Yeah, basically. Yeah. This is it.
I never wanted to go out on the pool. I only went out for a few games of pool. I wanted one drink, but stayed for several. I paid for every game and lost them all. I wasn't down, being down on my luck. Always expect the unexpected bunk up. I went upstairs to the bit where you dance. I was looking for a little romance. I was alone, my money blown. Well, I could dance cause my friends had gone home. I caught her checking at my body popping. She caught me clocking, her body stocking. I thought no my words would be needed here. But then some fella come and whispered in her ear, and he was tall, and he was dark. And she was laughing at that circling shark. Given up on her butt, the thought of him and her was turning my gut. I had to step in to save the day. I walked right up with this to say. He made me lush, but I'll make you blush. Oh yeah. I may be trouble, but he'll give you thrush. Take two cards of my wise crack. He gave me smack, so I gave him a smack back. We were rolling around in the dust. I saw that girl turn and leave in disgust. I beat him down. He grabbed my crotch. But then I thought he wasn't hurting me much. I looked into his eyes and he into mine. It was a frozen moment in time. Can't profess to being that way inclined. Oh, but the feel of that square jawline. So fine, oh mine. I'm not gonna take that man if I can fall apart. He's a shifty so-and-so.
You'll never get to heaven if you don't say no.
Such a shifty so-and-so.
You'll never get to heaven if you don't say no.
Come back home with me instead.
Say you don't believe a single word he said.
He's got devil horns upon the top of his head. He's got devil horns upon the top of his head. He's got devil horns upon the top of his head.
That was brilliant, wasn't it?
Happy birthday, mate.
Thanks. Did you leave the mics up then?
Yep.
Fuck. We ruined that.
Yeah.
Oh no, I couldn't really tell. I couldn't really hear myself, so it might be alright.
No, I don't think it will be.
You don't think it will be?
Yeah, you're fine.
Alright, fine. Fuck it, we played it before. I love it, clearly. Anyway, thank you for listening to Punky Radio.
Thank you very much.
Please make sure you do visit our various pages. Punkyradio.com is a very good portal.
Portal?
It's a very good portal.
Yes.
Because you can find our iTunes on there, and you can find our MySpace on there, and importantly, you can find
Podcast Alley on there.
Not Podcast Alley for voting, and you find BT Pod Show on there. Punkyradio.btpodshow.com is the place to get our show from.
Yep.
It helps us if you get it from there. Also, we've completely forgotten to talk about Wicked Radio.
Oh, can we do it now?
And Hussy Skunk. Let's talk about them now.
So we are syndicated on Hussy Skunk at 6 p.m. EST every Sunday, but that's going to be expanding possibly.
That's going to go to 3 days a week at 6 p.m.
Right.
And that's hussyskunk.com.
Yeah.
And we love Matt from Hussy Skunk. He sent us the CDs that I still haven't sent to Benny.
Oh, shit.
Send to Benny. It's a bit like, I'll just send him a photograph of my cock and don't
send
him a fuck off.
Don't send him a picture of your cock.
Just there you go, Benny. Click. Send to Benny. But also, we're back on Wicked Radio, and we're really excited about this, because Wicked Radio is now, it's FM.
Yes.
It's online, but they also operate in FM. And they operate in FM in, and I've even got the, I've got it, haven't I?
I've
got the information, yeah. They've just talked about it.
They have about 10 or 12 stations all around the world, just with broadcasting the Wicked Radio for, output, which we are going to be on every night at 6 p.m. in the week. And at the weekends, I think they're on about 4 hours of us.
Christ, yeah.
4 hours of us. Imagine
the,
that.
Yeah, but
hey, 6 till 10.
They're working out a new episodes thing, aren't they?
Something like that. I think they're
going to
repeat things
this.
In the week, and at
I'm
the weekend, a new episodes thing.
Yeah, but
it used to be over in Wisconsin, and we used to have quite a lot of listeners there.
And
then
there's
they
still
stopped
a few cities in Wisconsin, I think.
Right.
What have I done with that?
I don't know.
Oh, no, I do. It's all right, I do.
Do you know?
I think it's order of business.
Okay.
It's order of business. And it doesn't matter if this finishes, because we're going to read these out. But
wickedradio.org, I think it is, isn't it?
Wickedradio.org. You say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Right. Here we go. These are the 13 cities that... Wait for this, it's fantastic. These are the 13... pirate or kind of not official radio stations that we're going out on, that Punky's going out on. Edgerton, Wisconsin. Ontario, Canada. Sorry, 88.9, Edgerton, Wisconsin. 88.9, Ontario, Canada. 90.5, Milan, Italy. 90.5, Palmyra Island. Palmyra Island, apologies there. 171, San Diego. 171, Egg Harbor, Wisconsin. 171, Radio Free, Russia. 88.9, Voice of North Korea. 88.9, Johannesburg, South Africa. And my personal favourite, 88.9, Antananarivo, Madafucking-gasca.
Madafucking-gasca.
Apoog!
Happy birthday, mate.
Ta.
This show is a member of the Pod Riot Network.
Let the riot begin.
On PodRiot.com.
The best and the brightest, served up daily by the sharpest minds in content delivery, Podshow and Limelight.